And welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad, you're in the house.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I'm going to update people. Let's see. I just got cast as a voice actor in a horror film. I play a voice of a killer puppet, Greg the Shark, and then the show called, the movie's called Puppets, and they're currently filming right now, but they don't need my voice yet. So they're like a group of us that are recording our voice, and they could check that out on IMDb to keep updated. I just like did like a little voiceover because this guy was following me on Instagram and I was following him on Instagram. He's like, "Hey, I'm doing this thing. Is anyone interested in auditioning?" I was like, "Cause he's a film student at a college. He's doing his first feature," and I was like, "Hey, I'll be interested." He's like, "Hey, can you send me some voice ideas and stuff?" Send a voice like, "Hey, you want to do it now? Like, I think your raspy voice could do the." Because I do voices and character voices, like I really never focused on it till like recently because nothing else to do. So I sent that to him and he's just like, "Oh yeah, so we should record it next month and just send it in." And then I'm like, "All right, cool, I'm down for it. It's not paid or anything. I don't care about that. I just want to just get more work and just work on things I want to be doing. I like interesting things." So, and it's like weird enough where I like the script. Like, "Oh okay, this is something I definitely need." Get on board. I also finally finished this horror script called Empath, which wasn't supposed to say what it is, but I pitched a couple times to Fangoria and Sin State Entertainment. I did a couple pitches. They really liked this script, the story, and of course they picked the one script or one story that didn't have a script because I had like a series of like ideas. I was like, "Oh, I got this, and this," and this was like my little throwaway one I had. Like, I was like, "Oh, you know, I just have four stories there." And of course, the one story that they liked was the one that didn't have a script. And I was just like, "Ugh," because originally this idea was for a Crypt TV show, which never happened. And so I was just like, "Ugh, okay," and make sure I had still all the rights for it and everything. And then, and I was just like, start writing, and that's when all this stuff started happening too. The two teeth in the jaw and not feeling good, and I start getting like really paranoid, like I start doubt myself, like, how am I gonna do this? I'm a hack, I'm a fraud, I hate writing. Like, I almost quit so many times with this script. Like, I had no passion for it. I didn't want to be a writer no more. I was just like, "I'm done, I'm getting tired of this, I'm exhausted, I'm like, I just want to act or direct or just quit or just do podcasts, whatever." Like, I did not want to do it no more. I was kind of done. Like, my inspiration, that passion was not there. Well, I had a week to do it, and I was like, "Oh, okay." And a week became 2 weeks. So I was, like, 5 weeks behind trying to piece this script together. And I was just like, when I write, I don't, like, a lot of writers, like, because I don't consider myself a real writer, because usually writers come up and make up worlds and from beginning to end, all these different things. When I write, I have to see it in my head because it has to be visual. It's a movie. So I have to see the whole movie in my head. So every time I try to do it, something would be like, "Oh, that doesn't work." So I was running into that where it was just like not working whatsoever. And I was like getting angry and everybody's like, "No, your script is good." And I don't like taking compliments. I don't give compliments out easily anyways. Like, I feel like it's a hidden agenda, an ulterior motive when people say that. So I was like, but I was working at it, like forcing myself to do at least like 2-3 pages a day. And then some days I just couldn't write. I was like, I have nothing. I'm like, I don't know why I'm even a writer. But I finally finished at 76 pages. I was just like, okay, 76 pages. It's going to be a short, sweet hour 15 minutes. Why not? Let's do it. And then I did a couple things, like add some fillers and stuff. And then I think the end count, it came out to be like almost 80 pages. Which is like my normal scripts. I usually write between 75 to 90 pages because I don't think anything. I don't write anything more than that because then it just gets redundant. But yeah, actually, when I sent it in, I kind of created a new opening for it and actually kind of was like, "Oh, cool." It actually turned out a lot better than I thought. So I was just like, after finishing it and sending it in, I kind of looked down. I was like, "Okay, you know, this could work." I don't think they're gonna pick it up. I don't think it is because. it started out as like a throwback to like 1980s, like movies like The Monster Squad, Fright Night, The Gate. Like it was like that. It had that kind of feel, but set in contemporary times. So it was like trying to do two things at once. Where I was like, oh, I'm trying to throw like a throwback to the 80s, but not be in the 80s. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, how the hell am I going to pull this one out of my ass? Like, but for some reason, I started writing it and it started becoming like a horror fantasy. And I was just like, oh my God, what am I doing? It's like, it was like straying from the whole idea. And then somehow it came back together and it worked. I was kind of shocked. Like, it turned out a lot better than what I thought it was going to be. Like, I showed my mom, who's like really hard, like a harsh critic on a lot of my like writing stuff, and she really liked it. And I showed it to one of my writer buddies, and he was like, dude, this is really, really good. And like, he's a really good writer. My friend's a really good writer too. He's like a screenwriter. That's his thing. And he's like, no, this is really, really good. And I was just like, I don't know. It just feels too like horror fantasy-ish for like a Fangoria movie. And like, no, it's like, it has that retro feel, and you want to use practical effects, it might be exactly what they're looking for. So we'll see what happens. So that one's done, and I'm starting to work on my second feature. This one I don't have a deadline, so I'm like, and that one's coming out a lot easier than the Empath one because I didn't have a gun to my head. Like, you have this many days to finish, and I was like, ah! Like I'm usually good with deadlines. Like, when I usually write, I could write a script, a 120-page script, in 2 to 4 days. Like, that's how fast I could write. And then spend like a week, 2 weeks editing. Like, I'm really good at, like, ideas I'm good at. For this movie, I couldn't figure it out, like, to save my life. So I was like, ugh. But, like I said, I'm working on my second one. So, and that one's going a lot smoother, which is, like, cracking me up. So I'm trying to, like, my goal is by September to have at least 4 feature scripts done and a TV pilot done. So I could have, like, something to show. Because right now I'm, like, trying to focus on acting, but I'm not getting acting work, and I'm trying to do more comedy-related stuff. Like, I really want to do more like a one-man show. That's like my main focus. I want to do like a comedy one-man show because I have a lot of interesting stories I want to tell. And the reason why I think that is I recently did a like an interview / retrospective of my career, if you want to call it that, for this good-sized website that talks about things it's called Film Courage, and they were interviewing me, and it was only supposed to be like an hour and a half like interview, but it turned out to be like a 3-hour interview. I was like, that's how long. I was like, oh wow. And I didn't get tired. I had something to say, like bloom, 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 bloom. I was like, kind of made me realize, like, oh, I could do a one-man show for 3 hours, or I could, like, okay, I have a lot of stories I could tell based on my life and my experience. So that was kind of cool. And you're kind of laughing like, oh, you should really do like a vlog channel or something because your comedy, your ranting is always, it's really funny. And I'm like, eh, I don't know. Like, I do have a podcast, you know, this one, you know, 20 Minutes with Chad. Like, have you guys heard about it or something? Like, oh, okay. So I'm doing that.
So what, like, you're saying is they have not heard of your podcast.
Oh, no. Like, it was like, but they did their research on a lot of my personal stuff. Like I was like, they brought up, like, me being, like, partially deaf, like, oh, how's that? Because, like, I used to, like, know sign language. So I was sitting there, I was like, I'm kind of surprised I still know some of this stuff. I was like, oh, wow, I still know a lot of it. Did that. They talked about, like, my brother and, like, how we, like, I'm, like we wanted to be, like, the Weinsteins before, you know, the Weinsteins were creepy. Like, because me and my brother were, like, we were making movies and, like, how I graduated when I was 15 and then, like, that. And then, what else? That about his death, moving to LA the first time, leaving LA the first time, coming back.
Hold on. How come I don't know any of this stuff?
Oh, we can do some of this stuff. I just have to write it down because it's like, it's a lot of information. It's just like, because it's more of a comedy podcast, not like Dr. Phil.
Oh, no. We're going to get into this LA thing next part to show. Guaranteed.
Okay, all right, well, definitely. But yeah, no, it was like, so there was like a lot of stuff, like, it was interesting. It was kind of, was weird to hear all the stuff that came out, like my opinions of film school, like stuff like you hear out here, like about film schools, the business, comedy, like the technical stuff and career stuff. There's definitely a lot of stuff that I do on here. Like we talk a lot more, they knew a lot more of the personal stuff where like, oh, your parents are divorced. Like they knew a lot of stuff. But like, oh, like they went through like my bio page and stuff, like with a fine tooth, like tooth, like comb, man. They went through that. They went through my Twitter. They got all a bunch of stuff like talking about. I was like, wow, they really like really did their research. I was kind of surprised. I was like, dang. But yeah, so it was just like that I did, and that was kind of a fun experience. But it was just really weird. I'm like, oh, I was like, okay, you know, kind of therapeutic at the same time. I was kind of shocked about it.
So when's that going to be out?
They said because they're going to do they do it in segments. And it usually takes a whole year for the whole like whole episode. When it's edit, it takes a year. But it does a segment because they do segments from like, writing, comedy, directing, moving to LA. Like it's like it's a really good site. Like one of the sites, few sites I actually like recommend people look at. Like Film Courage, Indie Hustle. What was it? There was another one. Movie Crypt. I always tell them to check out. Indie Activity was another one. There's one more I'm missing. I just can't, like, I cannot say. And then Extra Feature Podcasting is another good one. I'm trying to think, wow, man, what other? There's like, I'm trying to think of the other one. I'm like, my brain is just brain farting. But there's a lot of good podcasts and websites out there. So I always recommend that. I wish I remembered the other thing, but Film Courage is definitely one of them. Indie Hustle. Yeah, my brain's like going kaboots. But yeah, it's just like, so I'm like, it's interesting to see different perspectives, especially in this business, because there's so many different paths in the business that everyone thinks there's the right way to do it. And I'm just like, no, you can't do it that way. And Night Night. Night Night, finally, I decided to go with an international streaming company that's set in Italy that will be releasing Night Night starting, I guess, September 1st. They're launching. It's called HOD TV, and it's an Italian company that does this horror and thriller and drama-based stuff like that. But they're already having a bunch of deals with, like, film festivals and stuff, and they're going to, like, release, like, a whole thing, which is like, going to be an interesting little streaming service. So that's fun. Originally, I was almost going to put it on Amazon Prime Direct, but I was having issues with them, and their customer service and how they want to help people freaking suck. Like, they have a lot of guidelines. Amazon has a lot of guidelines where they want two different sizes of your poster. They wanted the metadata of, you have to have closed captioning done for them. They want you to do closed captioning for them because in the U.S. is required by law to have closed captioning, apparently. Never knew this, but they want, which is going to cost me money to do. And I was like, wait a minute. So I'm paying to use your platform and you're making money off of me. Are they getting percentage to me of the money you're making? I'm like, that's freaking ridiculous. And like, especially for a 3.5 minute short film, I'm like, nah. Like, everyone's like, oh, but Amazon. And I was like, nah. I'm like, a lot of my cast and crew was like really upset about, like, oh, you're not doing it. You should do it. And I'm like, nah. I'm like, I've been like, I had like DVD companies come to me and stuff is telling me, like, hey, we want to distribute your thing. And I actually turned down a lot of people because I didn't think a 3.5 minute short film was really worth doing that. I felt like I liked it on YouTube. YouTube, it has almost like 600 views. Because of the deal, it's non-exclusive with HOD TV. I can still keep it on YouTube, but I can't really promote for the YouTube thing. I have to promote the international streaming one because they have like a whole, they actually have all marketing. Like they have like, they market, they have their own marketing department and everything. Like they're doing everything. I had to send all the release forms in, show my license, my account and stuff so I could get money and paid, of course, so they could send me. Because in Europe, they have a bunch of different like tax laws where they have like a VAT tax and certain other tax codes and stuff that they have to do, where in the US you don't. So then also because in euros, they have to transfer it to US dollars for me and then send it to me and everything like that. So, but they have the whole system for it, and it's actually pretty legit. So hopefully that does really, really well. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about that, but I haven't really promoted that much on Facebook or anything because it's not launched till September. So I kind of keep that on a down low. And what was it? Night Night's still getting film festivals still. Like, we just did two film festivals in the last couple of months. The Dumbo Film Festival, which is with Brooklyn. The Vegas Movie Awards, we won in editing, and we won honorable mention for horror short. But we won editing, which my editor, she's getting like the last few film festivals, she's been winning awards in editing, which technically her editing was brilliant anyway. So I'm like, that's why I'm really shocked. I'm like, God, she's getting a lot of recognition. I wish Nicholas would get more recognition for his DP work, which was really, really good. But that's finally getting the technical stuff and kind of getting it recognized. And a lot of people are like, oh, what about your directing or your writing? I'm like, I really don't care. It's 3.5 minutes short. Like, hopefully in my next short, you know, or whatever project I do that's coming up, because that's the thing too, is like, I haven't done anything for like almost a year and a half reading wise. Like, all I've been doing is pitching, or promoting my films and stuff from last year and starting. So it's like, I kind of going through that like creative lull right now where I'm just like, I need something. I need to do something, but I don't have a budget. A lot of my film crew no longer lives in America. I have one living in Sweden, one living in Japan. My editor, she works for Fuse TV now. So like a lot of people are getting like a bunch of like bigger gigs. Like my other buddies I used to work with on my sketch comedy, he just his film just went to Sundance as he was a DP for. Like, so a lot of these people I work with are getting like bigger gigs. So it's kind of like, oh crap, okay, like, yeah, I pay them and stuff and they like working with me, but they're getting a lot more bigger opportunities. So I'm like, okay, let's see. So I kiss Cam like, hey, can you just like work for Dirt Cheap for a day and shoot? So I can't do that much longer anymore. So, but that's pretty much for all the projects for project wise. Yeah. Any questions?
I do. This might be a touchy subject. Aren't we supposed to have a trilogy in the Night Night saga?
Yes, it originally was a trilogy. I still have some hopes for like making a trilogy. But like, what was it? Like Little Girl in White, I wanted to do that one so bad, but so many personnel changes. I pitched it to other people. Like, no one wants to spend money on a short film, because I need to, like, the budget for that movie to make it work has to be over $3,500. It's going to be like, it's between $3,500 to $5,000 is like what it's going to take to actually make that movie, like even in post-production. And then the co-eds, that also going to need like a $5,000 budget. So all in all, it's almost like I need $10,000 to make two short films. And a lot of people, they want to put their hands in the cookie jar type thing, where someone's like, well, if I'm investing, I want this, this, and this. And I'm like, well, it's not going to work that way. And I don't do crowdfunding anymore, because crowdfunding is an okay thing, but it's usually the people who are donating to you are friends and family. So I'm like, what's the point? Because it's not going out to the general masses where I could go to my friends and family and not pay Kickstarter or Indiegogo a percentage of what my friends and family are giving me. So like, that's a big thing. I really want to do those two things, but it's just like right now my resources are limited. My funding is very limited. And that's what's like really holding a lot of back my directing projects. Like, that's what's preventing me from producing and directing a lot of the stuff right now, is because I don't have the money for it. No one wants to invest in it. And I just don't have the resources to do it right now.
Fair enough. You have about a minute and a half. Does Chad eat frozen pizza?
Chad eat what?
Frozen pizza.
Define frozen, like making a frozen pizza or putting in the fridge after you get it?
No, you go to buy pizza at the store. It's frozen.
Nah, I don't do that. No. I mean, it probably might just be as well as, you know, the fast food pizzas, but I you have to have a working oven to do that.
You don't have a working oven?
No. Tell you, man, third world country status.
How can you not rent an apartment and not have a working oven?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's like, welcome to my life.
Does the fridge work?
So, the fridge works somewhat. We don't have an ice maker. It smells like fish all the time. If I cook anything, I usually cook stuff on the stovetop. I used to do stuff on a microwave, but we needed to get a new microwave that was smaller so we wouldn't blow the fuse box out. So that, and then also we do stove. Our vent system, it doesn't go out anywhere. It's a vent system. It has nowhere to go. So your house gets, like, your apartment gets all smoky. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to rent there. Please hold me back.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I if I wasn't, like, just as a roommate just paying for the living room, I would be somewhere else. Yeah. This apartment complex is near. But ours is actually considered best one out of the whole apartment complex.
Chad's favorite flavor of ice cream.
Cotton candy. Right now it's cotton candy, between cotton candy and mint chocolate chip.
Okay, you're out of here. Goodbye.
All right, peace.